You're listening to the Texas Standard.
After months of demands from many rank-and-file Democrats to impeach the president, formal articles of impeachment have now been brought up against the president of the United States, one Donald J. Trump. The resolution, which is offered by a Texas congressman from Houston, Al Green, covers four specific causes for impeachment. Number one, inciting white supremacy, sexism, bigotry, and racism. Number two, bringing shame and dishonor to the office by associating the presidency with anti-Semitism and neo-Nazism. Cause three, for falsely claiming massive voting fraud. And number four, encouraging law enforcement officers to violate the constitutional rights of suspects. Now let me repeat, there are now articles of impeachment before Congress. Shh, you hear that? Right. Crickets. What happened to the furor of just a few months ago? People taking to the streets demanding that elected members of Congress do their job and hold the president accountable using its constitutional authority. Is that just talk? Mike DeBonis has been covering this story for The Washington Post. Mike, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, David.
You write that Al Green was within minutes of forcing the U.S. House to vote on impeachment. So what happened?
There's a bit of mystery around it. Basically, he went to the House floor on Wednesday and basically said, here are these articles of impeachment. I think the president has done terrible things, high crimes and misdemeanors, and deserves to be impeached. And I'm doing this in such a way that it's going to force you, my colleagues in the House of Representatives, to vote on it as soon as today. When they actually called up the resolution for a vote about an hour afterwards, Green had sort of disappeared. He wasn't on the floor. He did not appear to bring up his resolution. And basically, the matter was dropped for the time being.
And we should point out that our producers reached out to Representative Green to speak. And by airtime, we were not able to make it work for him to chat with us. But how does he explain the fact that he didn't show up? Have you heard an explanation, something that makes sense to you?
What Congressman Green told me and some other reporters was basically he wanted more time for his colleagues to digest the allegations that he was making and read his articles of impeachment. And he said that he had been led to believe that they would have at least a day or two to do so before a vote would be held. But what I heard from leadership aides in both parties is that it was made clear to him that, you know, that this was going to be dealt with very quickly, that was going to be brought up to a vote, and he was not present. And what was also clear is that the leaders of his own party did not want him to pursue this, that this is not something that they felt was ripe for any sort of action of this kind, and he was being dissuaded from proceeding.
So let me be sure I'm clear on this. You're saying Democratic leaders are saying what, that they don't agree with him on with the premise of his articles of impeachment, or are they saying that the timing isn't right?
I would say it's probably more the latter than the former, but basically they do not. This is an extremely grave move, extremely serious move. You know, Democrats, there are plenty of Democrats who remember what happened in 1998, 1999 with Bill Clinton.
Right.
And they are not eager to embark on an impeachment quest without good reason. And the belief certainly of the House leadership, the Democratic leadership in the House, and a lot of Al Green's colleagues is that there are investigations underway both in Congress and with Robert Mueller, the special counsel, into President Trump, that the wisest course of action is to let those play out, let the facts be found, mm-hmm. and then from there decide whether to proceed. And basically, I think that there's some concern of a boy who cried wolf problem, that if they just go after impeachment for everything that comes up, that when and if some real serious offenses that truly rise to high crimes and misdemeanors are found, that the effort won't be taken seriously.
Mike DeBonis has been covering this story for The Washington Post, and we'll link to his latest at texasstandard.org. Mike, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Anytime.